Mission accomplished for the Springboks for the month of July. I can't think of a better way to describe things after our 55-10 win over Georgia. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat as I describe how we went about dismantling the Lelos in Nelspruit. I'll also tell you what I liked and what I think we need to work on ahead of the Rugby Championship. Firstly, Neatling Fushia tearing up during the national anthem was so heartwarming to see. I could relate, man. I know you might think I'm a wuss, but I tear up every time during our national anthem. And I don't care what anyone says, it's the most beautiful national anthem in the world. Fushia making his international test debut at the age of 32. Rather late than never. Captain Siya Kolisi was back, which I thought was great to see. I think we missed his leadership in the earlier test matches this month, but he was off in the second minute for an HIA. He was hit by Ilya Spanderashvili, and 30 seconds later, the Georgians were in the lead. Their pack hurt us at the mall, and hooker Vano Karkadza went over.
They set 7 metres out from the line, wrapping around the corner here. The Springboks running out of numbers. Great momentum here for Georgia. In over the line.
Luka Matkava converted, and it was 7-0 to the visitors. It's not the first time in July we've seen our pack hurt in a mall. Remember that 30-metre drive by the Italians that resulted in a try as well? First scrum on the 6-minute mark was good. Georgia are famous for their scrum and the zeal with which they approach scrumming. Buan Fenta, particularly impressive in that first scrum for me. We got ourselves a scrum penalty, and now it was our put-in. We didn't get the domination we wanted, and so Grant Williams went with a tap and go that also was stopped before we got another penalty. It looked like we were going to try and score our own try from a line-out maul drive combo, but we didn't quite do it that way. Instead, we played the phases, and after a series of pick and goes, it was Fenta who went over. Sasha Feinberg Ngome Zulu struck the post with his conversion, so the visitors still led at the Mbombela Stadium. We would, however, claim the lead soon enough. Captain Kolisi was back on the field in time for a line-out. And of course, we formed them all, and it was Marnus van der Merwe who drove over. Feinberg Ngome Zulu unsuccessful with the conversion. So, first try to our number one, second try to our number two. Would our third try come from our number three? Well, not next up at least, although Kanan Moody does have a three on his jersey. Grant Williams with the initial line break that created the space and the chaos in the Georgian defense, eventually Moody scoring in the corner. Not helping Feinberg Ngome Zulu, who missed again. But impressive strength from our outside center. We saw him score in similar fashion against Italy last week. It's almost as if at least two men need to be hanging on Moody, and that will result in a Kanan try. Matkava brought the Lelos closer to our score in the 29th minute with a penalty. So 15-10 at that stage. And gotta say, Georgia were doing well. They competed with us at the breakdown, and their pack was doing everything their coach Richard Cockerell would have asked of them. They are hardworking and love the physical stuff. And just like Italy, they were disrupting us at the breakdown and doing so to great effect. We need to address this area before the Rugby Championship. You could, however, see that when we got our backline buzzing, we looked like we likely had too much for them. But you need that to be something that is more consistent than what we were doing, unfortunately. Well, we just need another 5-meter line out, you see. Maul, drive, you know the drill. And instead of Neatling Fushia, our number three, it was our number two again, Marnus van der Merwe with his second of the evening.
And it is moving now. Van der Merwe waiting for his opportunity to pounce on the line.
Another tricky kick for Sasha, but this time the fly half slotted it. 22-10. Now I will say that for large parts of that first 40, we actually looked a tad on the sloppy side. But after that second Marnus try, we again had the ball from the other Fundamatter, Edwill, winning yet another high ball for us. That man is sublime in the aerial battles, I tell you. It led to a nice backline move that saw Damian Dialende grubber through. It put Aka Tabutsadze under pressure, the Lelos right wing, then hunted down by Peter Steff de Toy. Georgia did manage to get the ball back, but the attempted clearance by Vassal Labzanidze was charged down by Eben Etzebet, and the Georgians were scrambling. But no more for the rest of the remaining first half minutes. And so 22-10 to South Africa at the break. An okay first half, to be honest. Georgia excellent up front, especially in the mauls and breakdowns. The box better in the scrums. And when that ball was in the back line, we were looking more than decent. It didn't take long before Venter, van der Merwe and Foshier were off. So no try for Neertling. That's because the bomb squad were on in the 45th minute. Thomas the Tank, du Toit, Bongim Bonambi and Vincent Koch, a.k.a. Mr. Incredible. If you know, you know. And their first task was to help at a 5-meter line out. Of course it was. Ergie Snyman was also on for Eben Etzebet. Unfortunately, Bongi's throw was intercepted. But Georgia couldn't get out of their in-goal area, so we had a 5-meter scrum. We needed two of them, but from the resultant pressure, Grant Williams sent the ball out wide to our right wing, and the only Fundamatter left on the field, Edwill, would score his fifth try in three tests.
Short of the line, Williams clears, over the top, Edwill Fundamatter, he's in the game!
By the way, just a word on the strength and power on show there by Peter Steff de Toit. Great to see the Malmesbury missile in that kind of form. We've missed him. Feinberg and Ngome Zulu again missing. I think it's fair to say he's had better days with the boot. His kicking was so below par in this test that his test career success rate has now dipped below 70%, which he will know is too low. Having said that, Russie Rasmus did reveal after the match that Sasha actually hurt his hip during the warm-up and he was sent for a late fitness test. Yes, he wanted to play, showed the desire, which Doc was appreciative of, and Russie agreed that Sasha could play. He gave him the green light. So this is not like last year when Sasha was carrying a knee injury, as I recall, and he concealed that from Russie. On this occasion, it was a known injury. Sasha knew about it, Russie knew about it, which is perhaps the most important thing, and between the two of them, they decided that it would be okay for him to play. So just so that everyone is very clear on what happened there, because I saw on X, there were one or two very nasty comments about Sasha and him supposedly again hiding an injury from the coach. That is not what happened on this occasion. Okay, so if somebody says that to you, you can tell them that that is not what happened because you got that information here on Front Row Rugby, okay? Now, our start to the second half was certainly better, in my view, than what we saw in the first half. I'll speak to that after I complete the match highlights for you. And that next highlight again comes to you courtesy of a scrum. We win the contest, Grant Williams and Andre Pollard pull the Georgian defence before leaving Damian Willemse with two Lelos defenders to beat, and he does it, of course he does. Pollard converts and it's 34-10. The supposed old man showing the young pretender Feinberg Ngome Zulu and the flair fly half with a cult following Marnie Lebok that he still has a lot of kilometres in his tank. Now, while I was just saying how much better the box looked early in the second half, once again, it seemed as if there was a drop in intensity. Now, look, I accept that the other team can also play rugby, because sometimes we act like it's against the rules or something, right? It's if we're not quite doing what we want us to be doing, then it's our fault. We seldom say, hey, you know what, those guys, they're actually doing a good job here, and that's why we're not able to do what we want to be doing. It's not like we have a divine right to just pitch up and run anyone riot, or everyone for that matter. And we were doing everything required of us up front. And this is important, because I think given the chasm in the world rankings, it would have been nice for us to put more points on the board here, as well as Italy in the previous two tests. But you know what? We might not have been special in attack, but we defended very well. And that's our traditional strength, isn't it? And Georgia were here to play. And they played properly. They actually showed that, with a bit of support, they could well become a regular and legitimate top 10 rugby nation. Sadly, World Rugby only pays lip service to Tier 2 nations, and the Six Nations have shown no real interest in getting them involved. But in any event, they did well here, and we did well to defend their attacks, and that's not always the sexy stuff. But I'll show you what is sexy. A series of pick and drives by our world champions before Fuff the Clap chipped it over exquisitely for Edwell to race through and dot down.
Pops on over the top, the chase is on. Edwell van der Merwe, he is a machine!
This man now averages 2 tries per test. He is a try-scoring machine. Can we also just talk about Fuff for a moment? I think we missed him when he was injured. He may very well not be our number 1 9 anymore, but I thought he was outstanding when he came on. De Klerk proved himself as fast as ever in terms of arriving at the breakdown, and his distribution speed and accuracy is arguably as good as it's ever been. And make no mistake, it's good. It's damn good. Not bad for a man whose reputation is as an expert box kicker. Lions fans, of course, will tell you otherwise, and that they always knew that that was not who Fuff really was. And yes, there was time for 2 more tries. This beauty from Kurtley Aronson. And how was that Adria Sneyman Offlin?
To Williams, Grant Williams hits the switch to Kurtley Aronson!
And just before the final whistle, Andre Pollard would also go over.
Weighs up his options, popped it to Koch, away to Pollard!
And so 3 wins from 3 in the July test matches for the Springboks. 42-24 and 45-0 against an understrength but spirited Italian side. And 55-10 here against a tough Georgian side. Both sides gave us a workout and a reminder of what test rugby feels like. That's good. I don't think we were at our best this month though. There are lots of areas for improvement. The breakdown is my number 1 concern. But if Dr. Rusty Erasmus wanted players to get game time and to build depth, then that's exactly what he got out of these 3 tests. I also can't help but escape the feeling that I think Doc is holding something back for the Rugby Championship, especially for the All Blacks in New Zealand in September. And so with that in mind, I'm not going to be too harsh. Except for the second half in Pretoria against Italy, we were good without ever being brilliant. We did everything we needed to do to win these tests, and you can't really moan about that. For this win over the Lelos, I'm going to give our boys a 7 out of 10. And my man of the match is Marnus van der Merwe. I know he only played 55 minutes, but he made a massive impact. The entire debutant front row was impressive, but Marnus for me showed Doc that if there are any doubts over Bongi or Jan-Hendrik Wessels, then he is ready to step up. He threw in well at the line-out, scrummed well, showed good work at the breakdown, and helped himself to 2 tries too. What a debut. But what do you think? Do you agree the Boks have successfully completed their July mission? Or do you think we should have dominated these matches and actually failed to do that? Let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. What will you get if you sign up? Well, you could get quarterly Zoom calls with me where we discuss Springbok matches, players and tactics. You could get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. You'll definitely get your name mentioned in my YouTube videos. You can also stand a chance to win cool prizes like Springbok merchandise and the brand new James Small biography that's coming out soon. And you can also get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online merchandise store. I'd be very, very grateful if you signed up. If you want to join my dream team, it starts from as little as $5 per month. That's about 85 Rand these days. I know the Rand is not what it once was, but it has actually strengthened a little bit in 2025, believe it or not. Your support will be greatly appreciated, and I look forward to your company next time.